that wasn't all recorded.
All right, good morning, everybody.
It's all on the record.
Our first order of business is to certify that executive session this morning. So I move that the Audit and Investigation Committee certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that today's executive session of the Audit and Investigations Committee of September 8th, 2016, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under Board Bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in the notice by which the executive session was convened were heard, discussed, or considered by the committee. May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Now I'd like to approve the agenda before you. If there are no objections, we'll consider this agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? All right, thank you. And now for the approval of the minutes, we have four sets of minutes to approve this morning. I'd like to move approval of both. Is it four or is it two?
It's two.
I think it's just two.
So we have two sets of minutes to approve. I'd like to move approval of both sets of minutes from July 14th, the public and executive sessions. Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, thank you. All minutes have been approved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? The minutes are approved. Thank you. All right, so this morning, I guess I need to open up the right document here as compared to the executive session. Okay. All right, so this morning, the committee will be asked to approve the recommended most recent semi-annual report from the Office of the Inspector General for posting publicly on the Metro's website. This report covers the period from January to June 2016. I'd like to take this opportunity to have Helen Liu provide the committee and the public with a brief overview of this report before we accept it. Helen?
Okay. Good morning, Chair Corcoran and members of the committee. As request, I will provide you with a brief overview of the semi-annual report OIG is requesting the committee to accept for posting. During the period January 1, 2016 to June 30, 2016, OIG issued 42 audit products, of which one is a performance audit report, 38 attestation reports, one alert memorandum, two audit-related reports that were prepared by our external auditors, RSM. We reviewed pricing information and contractors' proposals with a value of $6,386,110 and suggested net audit adjustments of $641,573. We also issue 9 reports of investigations. This concludes my presentation. I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions, Helen? All right. Thank you, Helen, for that report.
Thank you.
Okay, so under the board's procedure and audit, the Audit and Investigation Committee is responsible for reviewing and accepting these audit reports. We have the two reports, the one that Helen just reviewed. Do we need to approve these reports?
Just accept them.
Just accept the semi-annual. All right, so I move to accept the semi-annual report.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, I thank you. And with no further business, we are adjourned. All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
That's good. 5 minutes.
Very efficient.
I was like, that might have been the quickest meeting we've had. Even beat the governance meeting that we had last year, I think. It was like 5 minutes.
What's going on down in Petersburg?
I'm going to go and join the other meeting.
Customer service.
Is it the...